Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special carpaccio for you, right?
Jeez. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a carpaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
We always like carpaccio. You can call us with your Bills questions for our man Sal, who is with us on the Western Hotline, and brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Sal, happy football Thursday. Yeah, happy football Thursday. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. 3 days away.
We're getting there.
Who's counting?
We're getting there. Full three. All Thursday, all Friday, all Saturday. I guess almost a full four. 4 days, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it that way.
Whatever. We're getting there gradually.
I never count the day I'm on. I say one day is 24 hours later, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Saturday's two. And then Sunday's three. And then you got to go through the day on Sunday. So
that's okay. Injury report. Let's start there. Not too bad for the Bills, right? Everything seems to be. I know Gabriel Davis may be a little bit of a concern here, but let's go through what they've got so far.
Yeah, and, you know, it was Wednesday, of course, so, you know, as I always caution people, Wednesday is a day to not freak out when you see things. We'll see what happens later today. But Gabriel Davis and Vernon Butler were the only did-not practices. Gabriel Davis was clearly hobbling and limping most of the game, but he still played most of the game. I think he even finished the game, basically, against the Baltimore Ravens. He's got an ankle injury. Vernon Butler came out of the game. I thought he went back in, but maybe not. But anyway, he's got a quad. He didn't practice. A bunch of guys are limited, including Stephon Diggs. But I think the most notable thing here is that Cole Beasley is not on the injury report at all. And, you know, he had been every single day for 3 weeks with the knee, and that's great news for the Bills.
For them, and I think Kansas City did more of a walkthrough. I know everybody's wondering about Mahomes. It sounds like he's progressing to playing. So two things here. Let's talk about Mahomes' foot/toe, and then I'll get into – they have some key names on their injury report this week.
Yeah, they do. Rashad Breeland, their cornerback – he was limited, along with Sammy Watkins, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Rashad Fenton. But I'll tell you, Watkins and Helaire, they're the two that I think everybody's expecting Clyde Edwards-Helaire to play. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody knows about Sammy Watkins, to be honest with you. I was on a show, a Zoom call with some guys over in Kansas City, and I asked them, I'm like, what's the deal with Sammy Watkins and Clyde Edwards-Helaire? And they said, like, we expect Edwards-Helaire. And then one of the hosts basically goes, I have no idea with Sammy. No one knows ever, basically. You know, I mean, so we'll see where that goes. Breland, you know, he was an interesting player the last time they played. He was matched up on Stephon Diggs a couple of times. He had a big penalty once. He made a couple of plays. So he's one to watch for sure. But obviously the big name is Patrick Mahomes. Willie Gay, their linebacker, by the way, did not practice.
Quick thing on Mahomes, Sal. I know we're all on Mahomes' watch, and they listed him at practice as one thing, right, full, and then went back and changed it to limited.
Yes.
And it's funny. I'll confess, the games that you can play with all this, there was video of Mahomes with the ball, you know, kind of jogging, turning, and throwing. And I had the thought, you know what, I'm going to need to see today's newspaper in that video because I'm not sure it was from today. You know, like, are they – who knows? I was just playing around with, like, the idea of, like, a proof-of-life video for Mahomes. How does it work with changing the designation after the fact? Why would a team do that?
So that's happened here before a couple of times. And a lot of times it really is just kind of semantics on exactly what they did and what the league rules mandate for what's limited and what's full. If the player took part in individual drills but not like a team portion of practice, I believe they're allowed to just say he was limited. because he didn't take part in team drills. But if he took part in team drills as well, even one, but then sat out a bunch of stuff, you could say he's full, but he just sat out. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of ways you could play with it. And that's happened here too, at times. And I think it's just semantics and, you know, the teams, they do generally try to get it right. But I also agree with you, Jeremy, that there could be some games being played and, you know, they're doing this on purpose. I don't know if that's the case. It also depends on a walkthrough. Here's the other thing that I found out that I found interesting. So yesterday during the day, Andy Reid's talking to the Kansas City media and he says that Patrick took all the snaps. And then later, they said he was limited.
Limited, right.
After they saying he was full. I'm like, well, if he took all the snaps, what does that mean? Well, maybe he meant during just like all the snaps that they wanted him to take. Because if he takes all the snaps and they're doing team drills, and that's a full participant to me. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't mesh. So basically that's what happens, though. It is there are certain ways you have to designate it based on how much the person does in individual, like stretching and things like that versus team drills.
Sal with us here, 803-0550. Ed, thanks for holding on, and welcome to WGR. Go right ahead. You're on with Sal. Nope. Ed, you there?
Hello, Ed.
Nope. Yep. Ed, we got you. Go ahead. I thought I heard him.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Oh, my name is Eric.
Oh, I'm sorry. Eric, go ahead. Sorry. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, that's all right. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
First off, Howard, I can totally associate with you. I was awake by 4 a.m., started thinking about football, and could not go back to sleep.
But it's a good thing. I mean, it's not right. It's just we're all kind of excited and just, yeah, I can't get my thoughts
I'm not
away
used
from.
So. I'm 50 years old and I lived through all that stuff before, but it's a different feeling this time around. As far as last weekend, you were talking about trying to kill time before the game. I had some friends come over and we played Risk, the board game Risk, to try and kill a few hours.
Did that alleviate stress or I'm just okay? Yeah, well, whatever, you got to occupy yourself.
So the time went by faster.
Yeah, I got no home projects on Sunday, so I don't know what I got to figure out something else to do to keep busy.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend.
Yeah,
I did hear an interesting stat about yours. Championship rounds here. It's the first time ever that all four teams are going in on at least a 6-game winning streak, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah,
and as far as
the Chiefs aren't though. The Chiefs rested
right.
their players in week 17, and they lost.
Yeah, they lost to the Chargers, I think, in the final game. Yeah. Huh.
They were talking about the quarterbacks. Okay.
Oh yeah, right. Then it would be right if you threw out the because they played backups.
No row.
Yeah, I think I saw that graphic. It was the number of touchdowns to interceptions and the quarterback rating during the winning streak for each quarterback. Because with Mahomes, he's at 12 or something like that, because he didn't play in that one game. So everybody, long win streaks. Everybody's playing. It's four teams that have been four of the best throughout the year, and four offenses that have been four of the best throughout the year. It really is like a heavyweight Final Four. There's no fluke that's in here.
Ed, thanks for the call. No, there isn't, and I think that makes it very attractive for this game. Hey, Sal, before we get to the next call, I saw you Well, you do that. You didn't just do this just for the Kansas City game. You typically have gone back and watched if they play the same team in the season a second time. So you went back and watched the game from week 6, and we were talking about that a little bit earlier in the week, how much has changed for the Bills, but also how many things didn't go their way that night, and they were in the game with 6 minutes to go. Let me start with Josh. What did you see from that was his lowest passing yards total of the season in that game that night? When you went back and watched it, what did you see from him?
So for whatever reason, Josh Allen, to me, looked really uncomfortable in that game. He just did not look like the player he's been most of the season. He bailed on the pocket a few times. They did not have great pass protection, there's no doubt. But even when the protection held up, it seemed like he had a bit of happy feet in that game. Mm-hmm. He was throwing a little bit more off platform than normal. Kind of seemed like he was rushing things. Not really sure exactly what was going on there, but he seemed hurried even when he wasn't hurried, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And a couple of times there were some hopes and prayers thrown up. It's not the same guy. And give the Chiefs credit. I think that they were doing some things that kind of maybe might have been frustrating him, and he was trying to force the issue a little bit. You know what I mean? And we've seen that happen. But I thought that's what I saw from him, and I think he's been a much different quarterback for most of the year, especially, you know, after that game.
Let me get some more calls in before we move on here. Let's go to Scott in Rochester. You're on with Sal. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. So the question I have for you is, I know we haven't faced exactly the Steve Spagnuolo defense. I mean, we did early in the year, but obviously nobody really looked like how they were supposed to. Compared to the games that Josh played really well, which defense stacks up, like, which is most similar?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would say maybe – I don't think they're as talented as the Colts, but I think the Colts are kind of a team like that. You know what I mean? Where – you know, they're gonna try to get some pressure with their front four. They have good front four players. You know, they're not like loaded in one area, but they're good on every level. I think they're well coached. They're gonna try and basically keep you from doing what you like to do. I would say that the Colts are probably a good comparison here for me. And you know, the Colts did a nice job on the Bills and frustrated them until about, you know, the last drive of the half. And then the second half, the Bills figured some things out. I don't think they're as good as the Colts. I don't think they have the personnel as the Colts. And I also think teams have to play a little more catch-up than what you'd have to, so it might, you know, skew things. But I think if you're looking for a good comp here, I would say that's probably the best comparison.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the call. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, again, back to that first game, and we were talking about the injury report, and you know, he's been out, I think, what, the last three games or so with a high ankle sprain, and he was limited in practice yesterday, but he was really good in that first game against the Bills. Again, run defense. Jeremy and I were talking about if the Bills look at it and go, first and foremost, we still want to stop their passing game. We still think it is important to not give up the explosive plays, you know, keep everything in front of us, and secondarily we'll deal with the running game. What happened that night, and what could they change to do better against the running game for Kansas City this time around?
Yeah, there's a good debate still going on, you know, if they played it right, if they didn't play it right. Did they have a good plan? They didn't have a good plan. I personally think they had a good plan. That doesn't mean it was a perfect plan, and it doesn't mean it was executed perfectly, right? I think that that's a difference. You can have a really – it's the same thing I said all week last week about Lamar. You can have a great plan against Lamar, then suddenly he busts two runs, and it looks like it's a horrible plan, you know? I think they did, but give the Chiefs credit. They're the world champs for a reason. They had the reigning league MVP last year. 2 years ago, you know, he won the league MVP. The guy's great. We know that. So I think they had the right philosophy, which is let's not get beat by the deep ball. Let's not get beat by the pass. Let's make them run the ball, grind the clock. What's not part of that plan is having them run for 245 yards, right? So you guys mentioned it earlier in the week, which is the Bills did no blitzing that game, right? Mm-hmm. Zero blitzes. First time in 5 years or whatever the stat was by
and you're kidding. You're literally he's not kidding when he says zero. I mean, it's not right. Like they did two. They never blitzed, right?
So, but here's the thing that I noticed. It wasn't just that they didn't blitz. What I didn't like was they were super passive. Hmm. Like not attacking, stationary feet. You know what it seemed like to me? And again, this is just my observation here. I don't know. You know, no one said this or anything like on the team, and I don't think they would. I don't think a football team would say this because it's kind of like just not what you're supposed to do in football. But it seemed to me like they felt, okay, these are the Chiefs. Like, okay, just let's just hold on for dear life kind of thing. You know what I mean, guys? Like, when the play comes to us, we'll make the play, but we can't force the issue because we don't want to do something wrong. And that's not who this Bills defense is anymore. They've kind of had a shift in philosophy. They've gone a lot more aggressive. They were missing Matt Milano. Maybe that's part of the reason they held back a little bit. They didn't blitz. They didn't do some of those things. You know, Matt Milano, by the way, you know, we could say like, well, what's he going to do against the run? He's a cover linebacker. Well, you know, he is pretty good against the run, but it does affect how you play. It affects your game plan. Mm-hmm. If you have Matt Milano in there, run or pass, because you could do different things, obviously. I think a guy we haven't talked about a lot that missed that game that could be more important is Harrison Phillips. I think he's played some his best football over his last month. He didn't play in that game. But the thing that stuck out to me was really just the passiveness of the defense. I don't expect that this time around. I was kind of taken aback by watching that game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire runs for 160-something yards, right? Part of the reason was he gets past the defensive line. There's nobody there for like 3 yards every time.
You know, there was a comment I read. I don't have the quote in front of me, but it was from Mahomes after that game, Sal, and they were talking about, you know, it was the most runs ever for an Andy Reid team, and it was just so different than what you're used to with Mahomes and the Chiefs offense. And he basically said, well, their linebackers and their secondary just kept dropping so far back.
Yes.
We're just going to run the ball if they're going to do that.
That's exactly right, and that's what I saw. And guys were never going forward. It was just weird.
Yeah.
And again, you could tell me, well, that's on coaching. I get it. I don't know. Were they not supposed to be doing that? It seems to me just knowing, you know, how this is supposed to work, it seems to me that the plan was probably, hey, guys, make sure first you cover the pass. We're going to invite them to run and then, yeah, you know, come up and make the tackle. I just think they were the players were so kind of worried about the pass, worried about the pass, that they never simply put their foot in the ground and attacked against the run.
And it's, you know, it's one of the things, Sal, the conversation about this defense being, oh, well, you can run on this defense. You certainly can if they let you. You know, if the Bills decide to let you run, that's not getting pushed around. That's just personnel being tasked with something else. And I wonder, there was a comment from Leslie Frazier this week about Mahomes, about how good he is if you give him enough time. We were talking to him, maybe it was Sean McDermott, right? We're talking about Tyreek Hill, Howard. I'm mixing my comments here. Leslie Frazier had said something to this effect. When we talked to McDermott, he talked about their ability to get open if you give him the least bit of time. If you try to get there with four, their guys are going to get open because Tyreek Hill gets open so quickly. And it made me kind of think, will they rethink how they try to attack Mahomes? Sure, he's great against the blitz, but you might not have a choice of trying to find a different way to get there so those guys that are so good at getting open against a four-man rush don't have time to get open against a four-man rush.
Yeah, I agree. It's a double-edged sword. Look, there is a reason why they're the world champions, the Super Bowl champions, right? They're great. And you can try and do it a lot of ways. It doesn't mean it's going to work. They have great players. They're very, very well coached, obviously. They have a great coach in Andy Reid. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, just say, oh, well, have a better plan and you're going to have a better result, or they had a bad plan in that last game. I don't think they had a bad philosophy in the last time they played them. It doesn't mean it was perfect or right, and they could do things different. Sean said that to you guys yesterday. He said, I can coach better. Let's start there.
Yep.
And they can do some things better. There's no doubt about that. But they're playing a great team, and Andy Reid knew exactly how to combat what they were doing. I do agree, Jeremy, though, that to me, they're going to bring more heat in this game. I just can't see them not bringing it. I mean, you got to bring more than zero, right, if you're going to do anything. I have to see it. And I think also because, and I've said this a couple times, I want to see this toe injury and how it plays out this week. If he can't move like he normally does because of a toe injury, then that, I think, emboldens you even more to say, look, we're going to come after him because he's so good at making plays out of the pocket. He did. He made a couple of really big plays, including that 30-something yarder to Pringle that killed him, by the way. By the way, that was a penalty they didn't call. Two guys were like 5 yards downfield, two linemen.
Oh, is that right? They were ineligible, huh?
Go watch the play. Towards the end of the game. Hey, I'm not complaining here. I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah.
It's 3rd and 12. He rolls to his right. The lineman on the backside, the center, and two other guys all kind of take off. Two of them, at least one, was 5 yards downfield. Another was 3 or 4 yards downfield. He throws the ball. Great pass to Pringle. They get the first down. From there, basically, the game is over because they go down and they kick the field goal. But that's what he does. He's really good at that.
Let me get another call in before we let Sal get going here. Jim, thanks for holding on. And you're on with Sal here on WGR.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Quick question. I know we added Devonta Freeman. Do you think they might consider Mark Ingram instead of Devonta Freeman? Who would you rather have on the practice squad?
I'd rather have the guy that's been here and learning the playbook and not have to go out and get another guy to learn the playbook again.
What about talent-wise?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen much from Mark Ingram this year.
He didn't do much. He was a healthy scratch in Baltimore. So, and Jim, you'd be talking about a break glass in case of an emergency guy in either case, I think.
Yeah, but one guy's already been here for a couple of weeks. The other guy is, you know, you'd have to get him in here. I don't know what the COVID protocols would be with him, considering their season ended, if he's been testing or not. People have been asking all day about signing Mark Ingram. I mean, you can do it. The Bills could do it, certainly, but he's not going to be ready to play on Sunday.
You almost wonder I'm sorry, Sal, but if they win and you've got 2 weeks before the Super Bowl and they think Ingram's better to have than Freeman on the practice squad, then you would do something like that.
And that could be a game plan thing.
Yeah.
They could say, like, look, we really like this type of runner for this type of game and situation. I still don't see how they would activate any of them anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if Moss is out, it's Singletary and Yeldon. I mean, unless they decide that Yeldon didn't, for whatever reason, he's not the guy. He was active. The Bills have not activated 4 running backs at all in any game this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking Singletary, Yeldon, and Tywan Jones. He's your third. He's your special teams guy. So no matter who it is, whether it's Ingram, whether it's Freeman, whether it's Antonio Williams, the only way any of those guys are actually going to be active on game day basically is because of an injury. Now, if you want to talk about what guy would be best for an injury, I mean, sure, I could make the argument that, you know, Ingram could fit this team in the, if in a 2 week preparation period for the Super Bowl. But I don't think it's going to matter much at this point to think about that.
And for me, trying to figure out which running backs would fit the best, I have two things that I would want to know. How are they at catching the ball, and how are they at blocking for the
and pass protection?
You know
what's funny about that, Jeremy? Last week, the Antonio Williams argument, in debate. Oh, I want to see Antonio Williams. People are like, someone told me, sit Tywan Jones. You don't need him for special teams. I'm like, what is Antonio Williams going to do? Like, run the ball? They don't run the ball. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be on the field three times? Like, I just don't get what the fascination is with an extra running back from people.
Well, I mean, there are certain traits I would be interested in upgrading the position. I think it's because of the Moss injury. You know, you're down to Yeldon. The question would immediately be, if there are a lot of guys out there on the market because they've been cut loose by their teams. And in this case, it's, Ingram is a name that people have heard. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's exactly the kind of guy I want. I certainly don't want anybody getting any more carries. I think the Bills will miss Moss in this game the way they would have missed him in the Baltimore game. But I'm with you. I'm thinking more about throwing the ball. I'd be thinking more about Kenny Stills down the depth chart than I would about any sort of running back. And I'm still not even really thinking about Kenny Stills unless Gabriel Davis right. is banged up.
Right. He had this year, I'm looking over Mark Ingram's statistical log, on a team that loves to run the ball and is very physical. This year, Mark Ingram had a total of 72 rushes for 299 yards.
I mean, he was a healthy scratch in the playoffs. Yeah, they said it was because of salary cap stuff. But, I mean, the reality is if he were better, you just wouldn't worry about the cap if you thought he was going to help you win. But they had Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins who were better.
Exactly.
All right, sir. We we'll chat at you tomorrow, I guess, right? 7 o'clock, if you don't mind putting it on your schedule.
Football Friday.
I mean, I guess so, if you guys really want me on a Friday.
I was thinking of blowing off the segment altogether, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I didn't want to be bored.
I'll be ready.
And I figured we'd keep you busy for like 20 minutes. Ish.
Sounds good, guys.
All right. Thank you, Sal.
Okay, guys. Sal
with us on the West Her Hotline, brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up at a Z Place by a case, what's your outlet? I know we're late, so let me squeeze this. Well, you know what? Whatever. Tell you what, when we get back, I have a quote from Andy Reid.
Bulletin board?
No.
I want bulletin board.
Sorry. Exact opposite. A quote that you would tattoo on your body somewhere. You will love it so much.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pressure is to win the game, you got to score more than them. They do such a good job of moving the ball and scoring, and could be two plays over the top, or it could be a 15-play drive where, you know, Patrick's just finding his outlets and they're using their RPOs. And I've watched enough games of them this year just as a spectator at home. They play really good football. It's a team that seems like they really care about each other too. And like I said, they've been in this situation before. So their sides are the same as ours, and one team's going to win, one team's going to go home. So, you know, we got to do everything in our power to make sure that we're the team surviving.
It's Josh Allen from his Zoom call yesterday. If you want to hear the Zoom calls the Bills had with the media, we've got everything posted in on-demand audio at WGR550.com. So you were talking about, this reminded me of a quote I read from Andy Reid this week, and you were talking about running backs and, you know, Freeman and Ingram and how many runs, and, you know, more than one might actually rankle you on Sunday. So the story was done about the 4th-and-1 pass call the other day with Chad Henne in.
Tyreek Hill.
And they threw to Tyreek Hill. They'd actually done it. I know we mentioned the Tampa game. That's the. I think it's the third time this year they did that. Now I can't recall the other game. I wish I could. But so same kind of situation where it's 4th down. They have the ball. They have the lead. It's late in the
Steelers,
fourth quarter.
Did they play the Steelers this year and do it, or last year?
Man.
Because I remember seeing a highlight of,
let me pull up their schedule.
What the Browns did to ice their win against the Steelers was basically the same play the Chiefs had done the year before.
Is that right?
You get that guy, that receiver on a linebacker, and it's just easy pickings. And yeah. The Browns had used it to their advantage.
Oh, let's see if I can just, maybe it'll jog my memory looking at their schedule. Hanging on to a game, one possession late. Carolina, I think, was the other game. It was 33-31. So anyway, so they were bringing up the fact that, you know, hey, man, you threw on 4th-and-1, yada, 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 yada. His quote was this: I went to BYU. Every down is a throwing down. I was educated that way by Lavelle Edwards to throw anytime, any place. I've tried to keep a little bit of that with me as I've gone forward. I think if you have confidence in it, it's really no different than the run. And I think that's where, like, when we talk about the Bills and, you know, what should the plan be for this game or some of the other games, like Baltimore, boy, their pass defense is really good. And they run one time. And Brian Daboll's right. On Monday, he's talking about going, you know what? They had just snuffed Derrick Henry the previous week. So, you know, you might be running into a wall. Besides, what do you do best? What does Andy Reid believe in? Hey, you know, we got Patrick Mahomes. We should throw the ball. We have Tyreek Hill. We have Travis Kelce. We have Mecole Hardman. We have Sammy Watkins. We have, I'm leaving weapons out, Byron Pringle. Throw the ball. That's what you do. There is no bad down. And then here's a guy who looks at it and says, why do I have to run? Why can't I just throw on 4th-and-1 to put a game away? As opposed to punting and trusting my defense. As opposed to, hey, let's bring in the big people and run into the middle of the line of scrimmage. I just thought that was kind of rewarding. And I think that's, you know, McDermott is an Andy Reid disciple. But I think that's refreshing to hear a coach that says there is no bad down when it comes to throwing the football. It's, you know, it's you do what you do best, and that's what Kansas City does. And I think the Bills' approach this week should be the same thing. Don't worry about establishing Devin Singletary or sprinkling in T.J. Yeldon. You know, you do what you do best, and that is to throw the football to Diggs and to Beasley and to Brown and to Knox, and if he plays Davis or whoever else, Isaiah McKenzie, whoever else you need to get the ball to on Sunday evening.
I like it.
A man
like
after it. Your own heart, by the way.
Yeah. How do you think the conversation goes between McDermott and Daboll this week? You know, we had McDermott had that little suggestion that he wanted a little more balance.
Yeah, that they got maybe a little bit out of whack, or a little out of balance, I believe was the way he phrased it. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, you know, it was it out of balance, or was it just not working the way they hoped it would?
Yeah, see, I wonder at halftime, I don't think it's, hey, we went into the game and I wanted you to run more. I almost think at halftime he looks at it and he goes, really, one running back carry with 3 minutes to go? Could you just work a little, maybe a little bit, 24-1, a little bit too much?
Do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, and see if it right. Works? I honestly don't think it was, the game plan was to run more. I really do think, Dable's comment to me Monday, Jeremy, backed up what he called in the first half. Like, A, we pass. B, why would I run the ball when Derrick Henry had 40 yards on 18 carries and we don't have Moss and we don't have Derrick Henry? So what are we worrying about the run for?
And the Bills don't have a great run blocking line. The Bills don't run the ball very well to begin with.
Right.
The thing I wonder about, and not to suggest in the least that they have any sort of adversarial relationship, just, coworkers. Imagine McDermott says, think about a few more passes this week. And would Brian Daboll just say, you know we're the number one scoring offense
more runs.
In the AFC.
Right. You meant a few more runs.
More runs. Like, you know we are the number one scoring offense.
Honestly,
hey, does he just point to the record? 13-3 here. I think we're doing okay.
Yeah,
trust me.
He pulls up the NFL stats rankings and go, you see those high numbers in the passing stats?
Right. It's a little bit like the way you approach Allen. Right. We talk about Allen all year and how much they trust Allen.
Right.
You know, if the organization is a lot about trust, then there's a level of trust they have in Allen. And you would think that there's certainly a big level of trust they would have in the offensive coordinator. That even if, you think, man, 24-1's a little out of balance, but okay, that's, that's what you saw. And you've been seeing things all year. And let's be honest, Allen's had a great year. There have been a couple games this year where the offensive coordinator has called almost a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
Denver, the Rams' first half. You see this offense when it's humming and receivers are wide open. It's partially because they've got receivers that can beat man coverage. It's also partially because the way that they have schemed things up, they have had sequences this year, halves, drives, where it is pitch and catch and it is easy for them.
Right. It's kids play at times. It really does look like that. That's why I think the whole McDermott thing, hey, we got a little out of balance. I bet it was how the game was playing out at halftime, and they were struggling. They had gone, 24-1 or whatever the numbers were. They were struggling to move the ball. And I honestly, he knew they were getting the ball to come out to start the third quarter. I don't think he said, Dable, what are you doing? Run the freaking ball. I think it was more, could you just, sprinkle in a few, get Devin involved on this first drive, maybe take a little pressure off of Josh Allen. And essentially, that's what they did on however many plays the drive went. I think it was like a 9-play drive, 3 runs, 6 passes. Okay. They got Devin the ball, and he was okay. He ran, he had 3 carries for 20 yards on that drive, so it just threw a little bit of something else out there to help out on that particular drive, and I bet that's all it was. Just because it's not like they all of a sudden shifted the rest of the game and started making sure, hey, we got to get the ball into Devin Singletary's hands and have more runs the rest of the game. No, they just wanted to work it in a little bit on the first drive, and it paid off as part of a touchdown drive. I think that's honestly, it was very moment specific at halftime in that game. I really do that. That's all it's got to be, I would think. Hey, pick of the week on the way in a moment. Mr. White will have that for you. We are talking Bills Chiefs with you, 803-0550, 888-552-550. We have plenty of phone lines open. We'd love to hear from all of you. We will also be speaking with former Bill London Fletcher coming up at 9:30 this morning, get his thoughts on this matchup. Got you covered all weekend. Don't forget, big day Saturday. Sure, it's your day off, but not from listening to WGR. Sports Talk Saturday, a special extended edition, starts at 10 o'clock. 10 to 2, it's going to be Nate. And then from 2 to 6, it'll be Joe and Louis DiBiase. So 8 hours of Sports Talk Saturday. And then
scheduled for Sunday.
Sunday, you're off. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm on. I'm ready.
10 o'clock, Sports Talk Sunday, 10 a.m. to take you up to game day at 1 o'clock. Countdown to kickoff at 3. The Bills kickoff, of course, 6:40. After the game show up with the Bulldog with the postgame show. And then Nate Geary on until who knows when, depending on how the game turns out with the overtime show.
I just realized something. Since you got off a Sunday pregame, all of a sudden the Bills are doing a lot better.
What's your point? Yeah, I know.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome. I took one for the team.
This is kind of an extension of big things happen when Howard goes on vacation.
This is a good thing then. I get credit for this?
You now get Sundays. You don't work on Sunday.
No, I don't.
Bills start going to AFC Championship games? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Actually, since I got off on pregame, they are back-to-back playoff years, right? I think I did pregame in 18 was my last season doing it, right? So since I no longer am on the air on game days, they're 2-for-2 in the playoffs. They've made it both years. You know, I'm
Thank
thinking.
Thank you for your
you
service.
You know what? If they don't win the Super Bowl, I'm thinking 4-day work week next year, and they are definitely winning the Super Bowl. Well, I mean, we start taking some more time off.
Here. You definitely have to pitch the idea of taking Mondays off when they play Monday, right? And then if they play on a Tuesday.
Yeah. a day off, I think, would – I mean, we're talking dynasty. If I start working 4-day work weeks, these guys are rolling to like 5 Super Bowl championships.
Yeah.
I'll pitch it to management, see what they think. Pick of the week on the way in a moment. 803-0550, join us, WGR.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for the pick of the week. Pick of the week brought to you by Riverfront Auto Sales. Yeah, I got a pick of the week. I do. It's not the AFC Championship
it's not,
game.
Not the AFC
not Championship. Not the NFC Championship
not
game.
Not the NFC Championship game. Okay.
It's not Sabres Capitals.
Two games Sabres Capitals.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for you to guess. It's a follow-up conversation.
It's your smoker choice.
Yes.
I know you. I know you.
You got it.
I know you sometimes better than you think I know you.
You got it. So earlier in the week, I asked for listeners to send me recipes, ideas, like what should we smoke this weekend for the Sunday smoke for Bills Chiefs. And I got a ton, too many suggestions. No, not too many. It's fine. Thank you to everybody. I actually, Howard, created a new folder in my email.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
To keep the recipes that I'm not using. So now I have this, 50, 60 recipe list that I can just go back to.
That's good. That's like teams having like a coach list, a ready list for free agents, Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You're it's for a day to be named later. I'll do something else. So thought about Kansas City themed stuff, and we're not doing that. We're just going to but I'm going with an appetizer and a main dish and, trying to mix it up, do some stuff I've never done before. So, the pick for the smoker for this Sunday, I'm also going easier. None of these 16-hour smokes like I've done the last couple. Everything runs behind schedule. I'm giving myself lots of time here. I've never made, and I'm going to do one item, the appetizer. Enough people sent this that it was by far the number one answer. Pork belly burnt ends.
Ooh.
I got 20 suggestions about this,
really?
Including like 5 or 6 people sending the same famous recipe. Huh. So we're going to do that. Pork belly burnt ends. Pick up some of the meat. And then also smoked pulled chicken sandwiches is going to be the plan with an Alabama white barbecue sauce. Pat, I think, is who sent that
into
me.
That sounds delicious.
I mean, I don't even know what that is.
But it sounds really good. It sounds mouthwatering. Alabama barbecue sauce to me sounds like really good.
But it's a white barbecue sauce. It's like a mayonnaise and vinegar. I don't know. It's not normally the kind of thing I would do, but it's the AFC Championship game. I got to raise my game a little bit. I got to go beyond what I normally would do. While the Bills are going to say, play within yourself. No, that's not my message to myself. I'm playing outside of I got to go farther. I got to do everything I can to win Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's the plan. That's the pick of the week. It probably won't mean I have to get up at 2 a.m. or start overnight. I'll have the whole day. Nothing's going to take too long. Make sure I'm ready. My mind's not elsewhere. You know, these 12-hour smokes, these pregame shows. I'm in here from home broadcasting the pregame show and in the commercial break going out and checking on the smoker.
If you,
I'll probably still have to do that.
If they win Sunday, you know you're going to have to raise your game again for the next.
Oh, yeah.
For the big game.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I know.
But fortunately, you'll have 2 weeks to prepare.
Yeah, a lot of time to think about it. A lot of time to think about it.
Yeah, so that won't be a problem for
you. And I've got all these
suggestions in-house already. Yeah.
50 recipes.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, that's going to be the plan for Sunday. Two items, sandwiches. You know, make it easy. Handheld items instead of...
Sounds yummy.
Yeah, why not?
Let me know how the white barbecue sauce... I actually never even heard of white barbecue sauce. I've had Alabama barbecue sauce before down there, but white sauce, I'm not sure. So
we'll probably have a couple different options. Like just in case I don't like that, we'll have some extra barbecues. So there'll be the smoked pulled chicken sandwiches, some barbecue sauce that's the white Alabama that's supposed to be very famous, and some of the regular. So we've got options.
Man, we got to stop. Whenever you bring up food discussions, you got to do it in the first hour. Because when we hit the 9 o'clock hour on the show every day, I get hungry. And when you bring about food, I just like, is it 10 yet? I want to run out and get lunch. That sounds yummy, what you're making. Very good.
Craig says, if you're doing smoked burn ends, let me know what time to be over. I'm telling you, I got more emails and suggestions about that than I got takes on the 2018 draft.
Can I do a socially distant drive-up? Would you have drive-up service? Like
ooh,
hand people? Yeah, like I'll just drive up, wear a mask, roll the window down, give me a little dish to go. Would that be possible?
That is how we did Thanksgiving this year. We made dishes. Everybody made dishes, and we handed them off in the driveway and then went home and did Zoom.
Really?
That's how we did our Thanksgiving.
That's how you did it.
Oh,
yeah,
it worked.
You're not supposed to have more than whatever, four people or whatever it was.
Yeah. And I had a full Thanksgiving dinner. It was great.
Mm, yum.
Now we've got people asking me to publish a smoker recipe book. I mean, you know, I might want to get good at it first.
Could you set up a smoker text club and link the menu? Or like one item that you could link each game week or something.
Well, I hope you should take a drive around on Sunday morning because the smoker before the Bills game, is the community is growing. I want Sunday, I want to be able to drive around and have it smell like a smoker, like it normally smells like Cheerios. I want the city to smell like smoke, like burning wood.
Yeah.
It's a delightful smell.
That's why it's funny. The things that pop into one's head as a reference point. As you said that, I was flashing. I think it was the only time I ever covered a game in Kansas City. We took a cab to the stadium, and we get out, I don't know, a couple hours before kickoff, whatever. The place is jammed. I mean, it's a sea of red. Everybody's tailgating, and the smells in the parking lot.
Yeah,
at their tailgate parties of whatever they were barbecuing, cooking. Oh my Lord, I'd never experienced anything like that at a tailgate at any of all the road games we've ever covered, and even the Bills games. I'd never experienced like get out of the cab, go, wow! And it was just an unbelievable aroma of what the food was being made at that tailgate.
One of the things I'm missing from these Bills tailgates. Yeah. I mean, the Bills tailgates. You've got people that. Yep. They've got a smoker that's the size of a bus. They pull it behind their truck, and I mean they're feeding hundreds. It's an incredible scene at Bills games. So, yeah, and we got the smoker for Christmas last year with the idea that we would smoke at Bills tailgates, and of course we haven't had any.
Yeah, you'll be able to at some point someday. We know. 803-0550 to join us. Bills Chiefs talk. We continue in a moment. London Fletcher coming up 9:30 WGR.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When something happens to your car, you might say...
No!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.